It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast, the Ministry of Torso, Times of Refreshing, Simplicity of Eden Ministry. It's time for us to praise God today and worship Him. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My lovely wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together for worship, and now we pray for your spirit to teach us the things we need to know. We ask that you will anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and help us always to grow in grace and in wisdom. This is prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
yes, my brothers and sisters, it is about time, and we are talking today on the subject, a mother and her children, a mother and her children. You know, there is a lot of wrong thinking that we often have regarding race, regarding gender, and we'll talk about it after prayer. Father, bless us as we study about a mother and her children. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, a lot of wrong teaching, a wrong belief. People often use the Bible to support wrong belief. One thought is that the demeaning of women, or that a woman is just a baby maker and she's just there to raise the children and so on and so forth. We don't realize the exalted responsibility. If you would realize Samuel was who he was because of his mother, Moses was who he was because of his mother, Jesus was who he was also because of his mother. She was chosen among women because of who she was, for she had to birth and raise the Son of God. What an amazing concept. So we're in 2 John chapter 1, and most people don't know it is a letter to a mother and her children. Let's read. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, and not I only, but also they that have known the truth. So the new covenant leadership of the Bible, friends, they had much love and respected the office of a mother and realized the potential of a mother and her children. It says, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. So children walking in truth have a lot to do with our mother raises them. Now, brothers and sisters, we understand sometimes there is no perfect parent except God the Father. If you want to call him a parent in that sense, because he is a father. So we've all made mistakes, but the point being made is that sometimes we battle against spouses that aren't righteous, and we take them to church and they get challenged and abused by leadership in the church. We understand there's other influences, but at the same time, let's do all we can to keep them from such influences. Sometimes we take them to certain circumstances, church, so on and so forth, because we're told we have to do that. That's the right thing to do. And I'm not saying keep them away from godly influences, but there are, if I had small children, there are churches I wouldn't go to, churches that worship on Sunday, churches that worship on the Sabbath. I wouldn't take them because the influences in those churches, they want to try to get my children just to, church for them is can't wait till after Sabbath to play basketball. And there's worldliness, and the preaching is not reaching the heart. It is excusing sin. It is just giving you a basic set of rules that you need to follow and live up to, and then everything else, just be good, and God will take care of everything else. We're not teaching our children that they are missionaries. Sent out to save the world, and this is the object of their education. All right, my friends, let's read on. And now I beseech you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. You see, my brothers and sisters, things don't change just because the truth doesn't change just because the servant of the Lord is addressing a mother and her children. It's the same message. We have to love one another, and we have to keep God's commandments. We're going to see that. And this is love, that we walk after his commandment. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, that ye should walk in it. Brothers and sisters, the commandment, love. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Remember, when you teach that Jesus has not come into the world, that means what that leads to is it is his entering into human flesh that gives us both forgiveness once he dies, but it gives us victory because it shows that he came in the likeness of man and didn't take any advantage that we don't have access to. Therefore, we have victory over sin. Okay? So anybody that teaches, oh, you don't have to be perfect, that's antichrist. I don't care if it's a preacher. I don't care if it's a conference president. I don't care if it's a pope. I don't care if it's an elder. I don't care if it's a conference. It doesn't matter. When you teach people that we can't have true victory over sin, you are antichrist. You're putting something else in place of Christ because he came in the flesh to give us that victory. We are to walk even as he walked, 1 John 4:19. I'm not sure if that's 1 John 4:19. Let me just check that out. Hold on. Let me make sure. Make sure I give you the right scripture. 1 John 2:6. I think 1 John 4:19 is we love him because he first loved us. 1 John 2:6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. So, brothers and sisters, Christ walked the walk on this earth, lived 33 years, went through childhood and manhood, and never sinned one time. That is because he depended on his Father, and therefore God had the Father had to choose, or they had to choose the right woman to birth him so that the right influences would be there. So many deceivers confessing not that Jesus has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. It has entered into every major denomination. So when you hear this, you don't have to get into all the theology, brothers and sisters. It's hogwash, but they kind of came up with this concept that he didn't come actually in the flesh of fallen man, and yet he did. That doesn't mean he had to sin, but he came in the flesh, the human flesh of fallen man. He did not come in the nature of Adam before the fall, okay? There were 4,000 years, roughly, of degenerate nature that Christ came, and he took on our infirmity, but he overcame by the blood, by depending on his Father. All right. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. It's real simple. Identify those who teach the truth, okay, and live the truth. Verse 10, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Now, that is not a legalistic statement. Brothers and sisters, they were itinerant preachers. They would travel and be sharing the word. God is saying, don't give hospitality if they're not teaching the truth, because if you do so, you're going to find out what happens. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. If you're supporting this doctrine or truth by helping them, then you're supporting the error. Now, that doesn't mean you don't find somebody who may not believe as you believe, that you can't do anything for them, help them, they're homeless or whatever. But it's talking about that hospitality that I believe is talking about that hospitality that you would give to somebody that is a missionary doing the work of the Lord, and, you know, they're traveling, doing a work in your area, preaching, teaching. You would not want to encourage that in any way if it's error that they're teaching. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this is a final statement to say God's people visited the people. God's men, of the men of God, families of God, husbands and wives of in ministry visited the people. They came close to the people. That is God's plan. That plan has almost well not been lost among us practical labor. We just like to preach. We like to baptize. We like to get those numbers. You know, I was doing some lay pastoring at a little church in Illinois once, and the pastor who was scheduled to show up, that's how I kind of started doing the lay pastoring. He never showed up. He had two churches. He had a big church and he had the little church. He just never showed up. I mean, just never showed up. He would be scheduled to preach and he would just never show up. So I knew that I just had to be prepared. And so one of the dear ones died. They had funerals. Man, I'm young at this time, and I had to learn how to officiate a funeral because he just never showed up. And guess what? Somebody was getting ready to be baptized. Guess what? He showed up, okay, because he wanted that baptism to be on his record so that the conference could see that he's doing a work that he never did. He could not look us straight in the eye, brothers and sisters. But the bottom line is that, unfortunately, the low class of ministry that we have among us sometimes. That being said, let's do what the Bible says. And John said, listen, there's a lot to write, but I'm just going to tell you face to face. I'm coming to see you by the grace of God. And that is beautiful. We have to come close to the people, and we as people should love one another. This is not just for the minister to come close. That means all of us should love one another and do what we can to help one another. That's our message to a mother. To those of you who are mothers particularly, it's the same message. We've got to love one another, and we have to keep God's commandments, and we can by the blood of the Lamb. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for just being with us and teaching us and allowing your sweet spirit to bathe us. We ask that you will bless us in our transition now to wellness. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We'll be talking about how to cleanse your fibroids away when we come back, and at this time we will have the intermission torso song.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come and see.
Amen, amen, amen. We're talking today about how to cleanse your fibroids away. Of course, this refers to women. Men don't have fibroids. A common denominator to fibroids would be an enlarged prostate for men. It's caused by basically the same thing, and it's the non-cancerous probably most popular non-cancerous issue that we have in the reproductive organ among men and women. One would be fibroids for women, and things like endometriosis, which generally happens in the younger generation of women. But fibroids are basically growths of the uterine wall, and it's abnormal growths wherein the levels of estrogen, which stimulate the growth of the tissue, are excessive. So you have a hormonal imbalance, that high estrogen level, along with some toxins, which cause abnormalities. It is not cancerous, but it does cause growth. These growths can be somewhat debilitating. They can grow large. They can grow as large as a basketball. Most don't let it grow that big, but they usually lead to challenges during the monthly cycle, and there's excessive bleeding as a result of them. There's usually pain as a result of fibroids, uterine fibroids particularly, is what we're talking about. And so we are here to tell you that you have to follow the live-free lifestyle. And the best place to start, we'll go over that lifestyle in a moment, but the best place to start is with detoxification or cleansing. You see, no matter what disease you have, there are four steps to recovery. You have to, or I should say, four blessings that God has given us for the recovery, and that is cleansing and detoxification. That means just flushing out toxins with fasting, fasting in various ways, juicing, water fasting, juice fasting. In this case, juice fasting will be fine, and juice fasting is what's usually used in most cases. There are some circumstances where we have to go to water, and when you fast, you flush out a lot of toxins, okay? No matter what condition you have, it helps you flush out a lot of toxins, and the juices will alkalinize your system, and you're usually very acidic. So it gives you a boost of alkalinity to start your program, to start reversing the condition. It flushes out a lot of toxins, and it just helps the body heal a lot faster when you're juicing and fasting. We normally use carrots and things of this, you know, but carrot is a mainstay. It's like the main vegetable we juice. However, carrot has some sugar, but that's not the issue. With fibroids, carrot has a natural estrogen, so it just doesn't give you as quick of a recovery as if you use green drink. So generally, when there is a reproductive organ issue and there's hormones involved, we usually will lower the amount or eliminate carrots because of that. If it's cancer, particularly of a reproductive organ, we do the same concept there. But it's also, we would limit them if it was a cancer anyway, just because cancer, I mean, it has a lot of natural sugar. And we've learned that when you, the glucose, which is your blood sugar, when that gets into your cells and there's not enough oxygen there, which is what causes cancer because the cells are damaged by toxins, so they don't let the oxygen in. So you end up with all this blood sugar in your cells. It is basically the raw material for the fermentation that leads to the fuel called lactic acid, and that's what fuels cancer. So if you can starve it for a while, not taking in even natural sugars as much, then you don't have as much raw material to make fermentation, leading to fermentation, which leads to lactic acid, which leads to fueling cancer, okay? So that is the strategy that we use and why we use that strategy in certain situations. So with uterine fibroids, you've got to change the hormones. And you are mentioning the four strategies. So you have to cleanse. First of all, you trust God, because the world will tell you, including most medical doctors, well, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to have surgery, so on and so forth. We're not saying surgery is a sin by any means, but you should always try God's plan first before having to go into such an invasive, radical approach. They would tell you that you're radical for being a vegetarian. I think going to sleep with these people standing over you, and they got knives and saws and drills, and they're going to drug you so you don't feel anything during the process, and supposedly they'll give you the right amount of drugs so it keeps you alive and you'll still be breathing, you know, and then you can wake up and not have felt anything. I think that's pretty radical. I think that's pretty radical. I think it'd be easier for me to eat fruits and vegetables than to do that. Again, we're not saying that's wrong, and in case some cases it's necessary, but I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that God has a plan. And I've seen many people who have had fibroids, even large fibroids. They've actually been able to be fibroid-free, but they were faithful to the program. All right, so you love God. That's step one. Number two, you cleanse your body. That's juice fasting. Number three, you follow the live-free lifestyle, which we'll go over. And number four, you use natural remedies, okay? So the live-free lifestyle is love God, include temperance. That means you don't smoke or drink. To cope and think, I like to say that. You don't smoke and drink to cope and think. You don't use caffeine. You don't use drugs. and then you do in moderation that which is good. That's what temperance is. So you love God, include temperance. Vital water, you've got to drink water. Your body weight divided by two. Now, if you're drinking a large, you're on a program or something, and you're drinking a large amount of vegetable juice, you probably won't be able to get that in, but just still drink some water, maybe a quart or so of water. If you're drinking like 96 ounces of vegetable juice a day, you might not be able to have a lot of room for water, but still drink water, some water. Nonetheless, vital water. If you're not on that kind of program, it's your weight divided by 2 in ounces. I weigh about 150 pounds. I need to drink 75 ounces of water daily. Eat healthy. That's a plant-based diet, friends. That's a diet of fruits and vegetables primarily. Then add whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds. Eating two meals a day, not too much food, making your meals balanced, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You will find that health will be on its way. Your body will love it, and the body will love you, and it will love you for giving it what it needs. A lot of our hormones come from animal products. Eggs are the menstrual cycle of a chicken. There's a lot of estrogen in eggs, okay? Your estrogen levels will rise when you eat eggs. Animals have estrogen in their flesh, and when you eat the flesh of dead animals, you eat that estrogen. Sometimes we eat chicken and all that kind of stuff. And friends, they're actually pumping extra estrogen into those animals. And that's what's causing a lot of our male and female problems, because it's the high estrogen levels that they're there already, but they actually put extra. Because, see, estrogen causes tissue growth. Estrogen is what causes breasts to be larger. We can remember, and some of us are old enough to remember, when it just started to be a trend for our young ladies to kind of go through puberty faster, and the bosoms became, you know, bigger than we used to see them. They give chickens a lot of extra estrogen, and it causes them to have bigger chicken breasts, okay? So what am I saying? I am saying that I'm not trying to say that somebody who might have a larger bosom than others, that's always the case that it was estrogen. But I am telling you that it does lead to extra growth in certain areas of the body. And it actually leads to extra activity within the cells of the lower reproductive systems of both men and women. It will therefore lead to prostate problems in men, and it leads to uterine and ovarian type problems in women, okay? And so when you eat a plant-based diet, you get rid of all that extra estrogen that happens. Guess what? If you live a life of stress raises your estrogen levels. I can prove that from the Bible. I think it's 1 Samuel 4:19. That was when the evil sons of Eli, who were sleeping with the women and bribing people and taking the offerings and, you know, gluttoning themselves or allowing themselves to be gluttonous, stealing the offerings from the people because they were meat offerings and drink offerings and that type of thing. They went to war, and they brought the ark with them, and they were both killed. And so Phinehas' wife, when she found out that her father Eli and her husband were dead, it said she was pregnant, but she immediately went into labor. When you are pregnant, at the end of your pregnancy, your estrogen levels go sky high. Guess what? Estrogen causes excessive bleeding, and it causes increased blood flow. Let me say it that way. It causes increased blood flow, and it also causes cramping and contraction. So ladies, in the younger department, younger ladies, the reason why you have PMS and all these cramps, it's too much estrogen, okay? Your estrogen levels are too high. It causes excessive bleeding and cramping. Well, guess what? When you're about to give birth to a baby, there's going to come a point in time where that baby's going to be out of you, and for a short period of time, he's going to be sustained by increased blood flow through the placenta, through the umbilical cord, until he gets a little spanking and takes his first breath. So God allows you to have increased blood flow because it helps you in childbirth so that the baby doesn't die before it can take its first breath. It's God's plan. But we weren't supposed to have it every month, okay? We weren't supposed to have it every time you have a period. And so God made the estrogen levels in pregnancy when you're giving birth to be raised. He raises the estrogen levels at that time. So we have these high levels of estrogen all month long, and then when it comes to the period, we're just heavy. The bleeding is heavy and lots of clotting. If you have another condition that's similar, endometriosis, there's a lot of activity there in the endometrium. So it just increases female and male activity of sexual organ tissue or reproductive organ tissue. So it leads to fibroids enlarged, and then eventually fibroid cancer can come. It leads to uterine fibroids, can lead to uterine cancer and ovarian cancer and all those types of things. But for now, we're talking about uterine fibroids for the most part. And so, friend, a healthy diet is so important. It will help you get off of all this excess estrogen. Even eating white flour and processed foods, it places your body under stress because it causes your adrenal glands to go in a roller coaster ride. And that increases your stress levels because when your blood sugar drops, when you eat too much sugar, your body dumps a lot of insulin in because the blood sugar drops. So in other words, when you eat a lot of sugar, I should say, your blood sugar is going to rise, and the body is going to respond to that by dumping a lot of insulin in, then the blood sugar is going to do a dive. When it's in that dive, the body has to use the same stress hormones that it would use if you were being chased by a saber-toothed tiger. And it has to use the fight or flight system to get that sugar back up. And so that it adds to more stress. And guess what? Your cortisol in your body, which is a stress hormone, is converted in health, is converted to progesterone, and progesterone lowers estrogen levels. So when you have so much stress, it doesn't convert. It says, I need all the cortisol I can get. I'm not letting any become progesterone. So the estrogen levels go sky high because there's no progesterone to balance it out because we were just so stressed out, my brothers and sisters, due to bad, healthy lifestyle, okay? So that's L-I-V-E. Now let's move to F-R-E-E, live free. Fresh air is so important. All the body parts need it, and you will be more invigorated, more relaxed, and therefore your stress levels will go down when you have fresh air. You've got to have rest. Did you know you can find rest in stress? Look at the word stress, S-E-R-E-S-S, and you'll be able to pull out an R-E-S-T symbolically, but it's truth. You can do it. So it symbolizes that you can find rest in stress. There's going to be stressors in life. There are going to be challenges in life, but we can come, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. That means you're burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Walk with me, in other words. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. So when you're heavy burdened, Christ gives you rest. We need to stop taking burdens that we can't solve anyway, place them on God's hands, ask him to use us that we might do his will in the matter, and we leave the consequences with God. Okay? So, but you got to go to bed on time. Okay? The R is rest. Don't be staying up burning the midnight oil. Now, there are emergencies. There are circumstances. You know, we have loved ones that we're caring for, and we have to get up and attend to them. But under most circumstances, that's not the case for most people. So get to bed by 9:30, my friends. The body works on a circadian rhythm, and you're in best health when certain things happen in certain times of the 24-hour cycle. If you're not asleep during those times that certain things build up while you're supposed to be sleeping in that 24-hour cycle, you miss out. So it's not that you just get 8-9 hours of sleep, but you got them starting at midnight. You still missed out on certain things. There are certain things that happen at certain times of day in the 24-hour cycle. It's just the way our body works with nature. If you miss out on that, if you're not doing sleeping at certain types of sleep at certain times of the night, you just missed out, and therefore it affects your health. All right, two E's left. That's exercise. Guess what? Did you know that gymnastic athletes, female gymnastic athletes, don't have a period, generally speaking? That's because they exercise so profusely, and estrogen is lowered because of the excessive exercise. So that teaches you that if we get out and exercise, it will lower our estrogen levels, okay? Very important. Not to say that you have to be an Olympic athlete, but you should be walking every day, and even walking up to maybe an hour of walking it is going to give you 3 miles. Some people walk several miles a day. It's going to be a blessing to you. The final E is enjoy sunlight. It has both melatonin, increases melatonin and vitamin D, and that has a wonderful benefit for your hormonal body, okay? Those are some thoughts. That's the Live Free Lifestyle. So you had love God, cleanse the body, follow the Live Free Lifestyle, and use natural remedies. Some natural remedies are herbs, and we have a convenient formula. One is called Fibroid X, gives you nutrition for fibroids, my brothers and sisters. You can find this on the Torso website, TORSOE.org. Torso website, you could go in there and just go to shop and look alphabetically for Fibroid X. One other one, we have one that lowers estrogen. It's Hormone Balance Herbal Extract, okay? Hormone Balance Herbal Extract. So check those out. Those are just herbal remedies. And you can find the ingredient list in case you find some herbs or have some of those herbs at home or whatever the case might be. We just package them together in convenient herbal extracts. So all you have to do is squeeze and put it in directly in your mouth or in a little bit of liquid, you will be blessed. Now, that being said, what was I talking about? I was going to talk about we were just talking about the herbal extracts. And there was something I was going to tell you about the herbs, but I forgot what I was going to say. So there's different ways of taking herbs. You can take them in capsules, teas. We just combine them in a – oh, I know what it was. I was going to let you know. If you look at the top of the Torso website, it's going to tell you that there's a coupon code for all herbal extracts. So they're going to list at $25 a piece. You can save $5, okay? That includes shipping's free. You can save $5. Just put TORSO20. That's 20% off. So TORSO20 in the coupon code at checkout. That doesn't apply to the tonics, which are your powders, but that applies to all herbal extracts, and these are herbal extracts. Our herbal extracts do not have any alcohol, so they're made with vegetable glycerin, and so you don't have to worry about that aspect of things. All right? God bless you. Phone lines are open. It's time for roll call. And we will start with Alabama. We have Maryland. We have Delaware. Delaware again. We have Ohio. We have Oklahoma. We have Georgia. We have Ohio. And we have Missouri, where I'm from. And on the call, we have Georgia. And we have some, we have Alabama, and we have Virginia, and there's someone, Matt, I'm not sure where he or she is from. Maybe they can type it in and let us know where you're from. We just like to do a roll call to know where, what state, you know, or what country, you know, people are from. All right. That being said, phone lines are open. Press *6, and we have 15 minutes to the top of the hour if there's anyone. Mom is still with us as of before the broadcast, sleeping calmly, and you know, we're just giving it in God, putting things in God's hands as to when He chooses to have her sleep in Jesus. So just keep us in prayer on that. Just wanted to give you all an update. All right, is there anyone that has a comment or question at this time? Please feel free to press *6. All right, my brothers and sisters, At this time, we will go ahead and close out with prayer. I would ask my lovely wife, Undreamedout, to take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for your word. And may we continue to allow your spirit to teach us the things we need to know. We ask that on this day we can give you praise, glory, and honor, and help us to stay faithful to you. It is in Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord, I will worship the Lord, I will worship the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord, I will worship the Lord, I will worship the Lord till I die. I will walk. I will walk with the Lord.